Thank you for calling World Book. My name is Nakia. Which program are you calling in for?
I don't know. I have a charge on my statement that I don't know what it's for. I don't think I ordered anything from you.
Okay, so you don't know, but you have a charge. All right, so first let me see if I can log in.
I mean, I know I sure didn't buy any world books.
Because this will only be not necessarily, I guess you can say an ebook. It wouldn't be a physical product. So what I'm going to do now is if I can customize the search, I may be able to use certain information. So let me first see.
You're saying this could be an ebook?
Correct, like a online book. Yes. So I'm not sure because I know with World Book or Zora, which is our new system, some of the books may be physical books, and then some of the books may be virtual books. So I'm not sure.
I think it may have been. I think I did one by mistake.
Okay.
When Book Bob, you know, was sending me books, and I don't think I realized that it was an ebook.
Okay, so it allows me to customize it. So I'm going to ask for your first and last name for an exact match to see if anyone pulls up. May I have you spell it out for me, please?
First name is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R. And it was, if that's what it was a mistake and I don't want it.
Okay. Deborah Brenner, D-E-B-R-A-B-R-E-N-N-E-R. Is this correct?
Correct. So
okay.
If that's what it was, I don't want it. Because that was through my old, like, Barnes & Noble account. I mean, I don't know how this did this.
Okay. And just to help me out a little bit, what I'm going to also ask of you is your email address spelled out. Whenever you're ready.
D as in dog, M as in Mary, B as in boy, Prescott, P as in Paul, R, Railroad, E, Edward, or E, S as in Sam, C as in cat, O, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, @gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to spell everything out back to you. D. M as in mom, B as in boy, Prescott, that's spelled Prescott @gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, so hopefully using the advanced search, it will allow me to locate your account. And just to confirm, is it saying that the withdrawal, well, how much was the transaction for?
$12.95.
Okay, let me include that just in case I have to transfer over to a manager. You said $12.94?
95 cents.
Oh, sorry, 95. All right. Let me now place you on a brief hold. I'm going to see if I can do the search. And if not, as I mentioned, I can easily transfer the call. You won't have to repeat anything because I have everything written out. And because you don't have an account number, and that was one of the options, you won't have to verify that. Let me see. I'm gonna say contains those letters or that email, customer account. Let's see. Subscriptions. I'm going to go by customer name. Let me type in your name and see if that works.
And I think I've seen charges from you guys in the past. I don't know what you're charging me for.
Okay, because when I'm doing my search, and again, I'm limited to what I can do. So you won't have to repeat anything. But you said it could have been multiple charges for the same amount?
I think so, in months past. But I don't even care about that. I just care about this one that was done on 4-3. Let's just take care of that. I mean,
okay.
I don't have an account number. I don't know what this is.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to transfer the call over. So just in case this is our last time speaking, I just want to say thank you for calling World Book. One moment as I transfer the call.
Okay.